Oh, Haley, it's Jim.
Yeah.
Maybe you better tell me, Victor. Who is Victor?
Victor Fletcher. Victor's the one who runs the Toronto Street News. He's the one who put that article in the newspaper about Sidney White meeting with Judith Ferry Baker, remember?
Yeah.
If you remember, it was called the Toronto Street News. If you just Google Toronto Street News, Judith Ferry Baker, you'll probably see the first page with that article on there.
And what was the purpose of the article to?
Well, the whole thing is to try to put it on Nelson as doing it, the glass, the sherds of glass.
Oh yeah. Well,
Yeah, because what?
Nelson didn't do it though, did he? No.
No, I wouldn't suspect so. Like, I actually went with Victor back to the hotel where it occurred just to take a look at the the waitress, the one who took care of us. She was there actually, but the owner of the hotel showed up as well, just behind us. So I don't know if they were monitoring it because I was wanting to see if they would have set the whole thing up as well. But I don't know. The way I look at it is that it was Sydney, because she was sitting right beside her, and I thought the whole agenda was sort of set by the Victor, Sydney, and the Sydney son. Because she walked away with the sherds of glass, putting them in the envelope, never to be seen again, right? Never took it to the police. She didn't take it to the police. And I thought that was very strange. But anyway, Victor's under the gun right now because of what's happening with the complaint from the Jewish community. It's on Wikipedia. If you put Toronto Street News, it talks about what the heck did it say? It said, oh yeah, he got a complaint. He got a complaint regarding producing hate. But it's all because he printed Henry Mackow's excerpts from his book. So I said, well, you were set up, Victor Fletcher here, by Henry Mackow. Those guys don't do time or hate, they're the ones that lure all of the citizens, like I said, on the
What's Victor doing threatening you?
I think it's because when I came over to his house, which was on Broadview, I noticed that the issues of the copies that had Henry Mackow's article in there, plus the ones that said Bob Ray Levine, he had mistakenly, he's so inept at writing articles or proofing them, what happened was, what the heck, he put Bob Ray Levine, but it's Bob Ray Cohen. Bob Ray is one of our politicians. He was the premier of Ontario for a number of years. And he had a Jewish background, and he changed the name, but he got it wrong. He got it, he said, from Sydney. Anyway, the printer wanted money because he said it was your fault. Of course, it was Victor's fault if he didn't pay attention what the name was. But anyway, he was trying to destroy them in the backyard. And he wanted to make out as if they were doing the bombing in his garage where the car exploded. But basically, what it was they set it all up. He said they removed the propane gas from the barbecue, cut the wires from the house so that it wouldn't, continue the fire would only stay in within the garage. And then what happened is he had this whole story made out that started and he had just come home. So rather than calling 911, there was a delay because the phone wires were cut as well, which I'm sure he had all planned the way he was telling me. And the police came, and I don't know if they deemed it arson, but as far as I'm concerned, they set it up as such. So what happened was they were going to burn the newspaper articles that the B'nai B'rith and everyone was deeming as hate literature in the barbecue. But what happened is the cigarette or whatever that they tossed went under the car, and there was gas or you know, oil that leaks from the car. You know, when you have a car, usually underneath there's a leak sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But anyway, the whole thing, the car exploded.
Really?
Yeah. So he made out then, you know, he was trying to say, oh, yeah, now I put the article about JFK, so it was Bob Ray Levine did it. You know, Nelson Thal did it. The people that didn't want the quarry did it. Everyone did it but himself, right?
But why, anyway, why specifically? Why is he specifically calling to threaten you now?
I think it's because what happened is the guy that the army fellow or whatever, they had planned to blow up with the C4, probably Nelson's house, what I was gathering, right? And it was, the threats were all the time, if I say anything, I'm dead, right? That's basically. And I think that whole area, what I showed you, remember when we Google mapped where that little girl had gone? Mm-hmm. When I saw the corner of it, it's at the corner of Queen and River. I think it's River. Queen and River is where the Zoomer radio station is. So Nelson goes to do the show now and again there. So I figured that, you know, because he talked about blowing that place up, blowing where he lived, blowing up Peter Monk's place, you know. He has enough C4 to do a major job there. So that's why I think now he might have even gotten to know Clyde Forshaw because of him showing up that night. Like I said, I went into his house. He showed me the garage, and I wanted to photograph it, and then he yelled, no, don't photograph it. I said, well, why did you call to show this, you know, to me? Anyway, what happened was I went and sat where his computer was, and he had photographed my face, then showed it that he had. And within a half an hour, less than a half an hour, we were going over to this restaurant to eat, and there's Clyde sitting there. I thought, well, isn't that a coincidence? Toronto's rather large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's huge. If you've ever come to Toronto, it's huge. Of all the places, within a half an hour. So that's why I think the threat was lodged at me. If all these places are going to blow up, I'll be, you know... Well, they'll deal with me. So every time I saw him, he would always say the same thing to me. He'd say stuff like, you're going to have an accident in January, you know, a car will run over you. Oh, gee, you know, like, I thought, what the hell's going on here? So that's why. Okay. Yeah, no, he's a serious person, this crazy Victor. He's,
okay.
You know, he's put himself in jeopardy because of the car situation, right? It's an arson. It's an arson. And, you know, when Detective Ryan, when I next speak to him, I'm sure the arson squad will go into it because I think they photographed it. I didn't get the photos there because he started yelling at me. Mm-hmm. Oh, the other thing I want to say, I found the on the internet the Sea Traders flyers. That was in the house and in my dad's house, right? Remember I told you? First mm-hmm. of all, it was at 45 Marlborough, but when my dad moved, he took all that stuff and he wanted me to find it all. And as I remember at 45 Marlborough, when they were getting all those guns, Clyde and my brother, mm-hmm. Through, you know, Klein's and Sea Traders, it was about an inch thick of these flyers that didn't seem to be cut out from the newspaper, or not the newspaper, the American Rifle and all the Field and Stream or whatever, wherever they appeared. Mm-hmm. They seemed to be flyers on their own, what I remember looking at. Because I was looking at all the ammo. They got the free ammo mm-hmm. with it. At the top of the... Sea Traders whole flyer showing all the Mausers and the Winchesters and all that. Again, the commando was the Smith & Wesson 38 commando. That's the one. That's the one what they ordered there, and that's the one that did tip it. That's what I was looking for, to exactly describe what was put to the back of my head. I actually went to draw the darn thing, which I drew. So I'll never forget it, right? I'll never forget that goddamn thing. So anyway, that's what I wanted to tell you. I was going to phone you back because I found the... The key thing is it goes to say I would have had all the pieces of the puzzle... including all of those Mausers and that in my dad's basement, and then that Clayton Ruby was not allowing me with a court order to get in there. So, you know, this is very important one I've got to do now, an affidavit for the mayor, an affidavit, you know, for the York Regional Police, and then with Steve Ryan, I'm trying to do about 10 cases all at once. But anyway, oh, my God, I'm bedraggled here. Yes?
Haley, thanks.
All right.
Good luck with it all. Yeah,
thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.